Today on the Travel Guys. In the travel news, Hurricane Sandy is bearing down on the East Coast, and if you or someone you know is traveling next week, we have important information for you. At 212, Steve LaRosa is here to share some ideas for Halloween and fall fun, all close to home and priced for families. The rest of the show is dedicated to my attendance at the Chicago seminars 2 weeks ago, a gathering of the frequent flyer clans. We have Mommy Points, The Frugal Travel Guy, and Million Mile Secrets to introduce to you. Those are all people, and you'll meet them today on this special edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. King of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome to the Sunday edition of the Travel Guys. This is Mark Hoffman flying solo today. Tom has gone on assignment, and I'm here to fill the chairs, sort of. I'm speaking to you from Orlando, Florida, sitting here in my 2010 Giants World Champions t-shirt. I sort of thought this would be a lifetime keepsake, but it turns out its shelf life might end as soon as later this evening. So go Giants. Who ever thought there, after such a long wait, that there might be two of them in such a short period of a time? We have a really special show for you today. As some of you have heard me mention in recent weeks, I was in Chicago earlier this month to attend an event known as the Chicago Seminars. There was lots and lots of information, and if you've heard us talk about miles and points and elite status for hotels and airlines in the past and wondered how you might, as a rookie, break into the game, then this is your program. If you're an accomplished mileage or mattress runner, almost sounds nasty, or already hold elite status in hotel or airline programs, we have tips on how to move higher or to keep the status that you already have. Our guests will explain why status is important, even for the casual traveler. And if you don't think status is important in bad weather, why, I'll explain that to you in a little bit. So a short version of the travel news today in order to give you the opportunity to hear some of our terrific guests. So Brandon, if you would fire up the Romano Quartet in the background, and here we go. All right, our travel news today is dedicated to an update on Hurricane Sandy. Let me just give you a quick rundown here on what is happening with some of the airlines that I have checked here in the last hour. Southwest is suspending service at most East Coast airports Sunday evening between 6 and 10 p.m. or very first thing Monday morning, depending on the location. Travel waivers are being offered for if you have reservations on any Southwest airline for selected East Coast airports on Monday or Tuesday. Delta is offering a waiver for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday travel. No specific details. You need to check individual flights. By the way, Southwest listed individual flight cancellations by and individual listings by airport on their website. On Delta also mentions if your flight is canceled or significantly delayed, Delta says you may be entitled to a refund. This applies only to affected airports. Frontier has posted a wide range of cancellations for today through Tuesday. American is offering a free change if you're traveling through Wednesday. United is offering also a waiver through Wednesday if you reschedule your travel or a refund if you are delayed more than 2 hours or your flight is canceled. JetBlue is offering a waiver through Wednesday, refunds for canceled flights. Amtrak has canceled many trains, and local transit service, including the famed New York subway, are being shut down to encourage people to batten down the hatches. So I really strongly suggest to you, before you leave home, you need to go on the internet, get an update from your airline. I would really suggest to you that if you don't have to call your airline at this point, you're going to find that the waits online are going to be pretty horrendous because there are a lot of people in the eastern part of the country, the northeastern part of the country that's being impacted by this hurricane. So if you have status, have that number when you call because those folks who are higher up the food chain with whoever you're traveling with, staying with, car renting with, et cetera, if you have status, then you're going to probably get into a shorter hold line while you're waiting to talk to someone on the phone. So make sure you have that with you. And even if you're not flying into Sandy, you may experience delays related to the storm. So don't assume anything. Allow extra time. pack an extra change of clothes and your toothbrush and your carry-on, pack an extra snack. Anticipate delays at airports, even outside of the storm area. Because remember, just because you're in a city where the weather isn't bad doesn't mean your plane didn't come from someplace like that. After the storm, it'll likely take 24 hours or so to get planes completely flying again, and it may take longer than that to get the power back on. So call your hotel before you begin your travel, if you're going someplace in the Northeast, to make sure they have power and the roads are open between there and the airport. Because just because the airport is open doesn't mean that you can get to where it is that you need to get to. Likewise, if you're staying with someone, you might want to be in contact with them before you start traveling. High winds and lots of leaves are still on the trees south of Philadelphia, so that's going to create extra hazards for power crews. If you don't have to travel, take advantage of the cancellation or rebooking policies. You know, if we live in California, so this is out of our league, and if you're heading home to the East Coast, you know this kind of weather better, but this is a big storm. So if you can wait until after the storm, I recommend that you do it. Okay, that's enough travel news for today. I mentioned that Tom is off today, and I am coming to you live from Orlando, Florida. All of the interviews on today's program were recorded earlier this week, so don't be confused. Live program, recorded interviews. Get it? Great. Remember, you can get links to everything mentioned on today's program at Travel Guys Radio, all one word, travelguysradio.com. Now, earlier this week, Steve LaRosa stopped by to talk to Tom about some close-to-home fun things to do, even a Halloween idea or two.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Tom Romano with Mark Hoffman, and joining us in studio again for a local travel, our new local travel expert, Mr. Steve LaRosa. Welcome back, Stephen.
Hey, great to be back, Tom. We've got some this week we've got some fun stuff for very, very local stuff you can do in the next week or so.
That costs hardly anything.
It's popularly priced. Yes, you're right on the money. Okay. For instance, let's start with feverishly flailing fish.
I think I know where this is going. It's not that far from where I live, and I've enjoyed this trip. Tell us more.
Well, of course, we're talking about the Nimbus Fish Hatchery, and as you know, it's the home stretch to the annual American River Fall Salmon Run. Now, prime time to go out and see the salmon going up the fish ladders over there at by Hazel Avenue there is early to mid-November through December. And you can go out to the visitor center there. It's open daily from 8 to 3, and then Saturday and Sunday from 9 to 3. You've been there, right?
I have. I used to take my kids there annually, and I had family that would travel up from Modesto to come visit. What else you got?
Well, instead of looking down, now we're going to look up. You know that Sacramento is often called, like Paris, France, is often called the City of Trees.
Absolutely.
And the Sacramento Tree Foundation offers year-round free tours through various parks and neighborhoods, like River Park, Land Park, Capitol Park, and they point out the importance of trees and how they affect our communities.
Tree tours.
Yeah, and I guess prime time for the autumn color is typically middle, again, just like the fish, middle to the end of November. And the tours typically run 60 to 90 minutes, and I guess it's pretty spectacular.
And here again, I'm guessing these are free. This is an absolutely free thing.
You are correct, sir. And, by the way, you can go to their website, sactree.com, or give them a buzz at 924-8733 to set up a tour.
All right. And one more on our list today. Halloween is just around the corner. Everybody's looking for something spooky to do.
That's right. We're actually going to link a bunch of haunted houses on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But one that I'd like to talk about, if we can just – we'll just pick one today. And that's,
I think this is probably the newest. I think this is year one.
Yeah. Well, you know. Go ahead.
Well, I do know that it's over there in the off of Highway 50 in what used to be that putt-putt golf course.
The old mine shaft.
The old mine shaft. What have they got there?
Well, it's now called Heartstopper's Haunted House. It used to be – now, this – The Heartstoppers used to be, I guess, at Hagen Park in Rancho Cordova there.
Uh-huh.
But now they moved over to the mine shaft, and I went on their website, and it looks pretty good. It looks pretty scary.
It does. You know, I would say you know, for really small children, you won't want to ask when you get there if this is appropriate, because they have done it up big time. So be prepared. I also noticed, and others may have along the 50 there by the mine shaft, they have a Ferris wheel.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. A little Ferris wheel. You can take the Ferris wheel ride, probably with a ghost or two.
Yeah. Or, if it's too daunting to, think about walking through the haunted house, you can always sit home on your couch, and on Sunday nights you can watch The Walking Dead.
Oh, there you go. Once again, go to travelguysradio.com. We're going to link, put the list of all the different haunted houses there. And very good. That was pretty frightening. There.
Sorry.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
I thought I'd go as you.
How can you do that? That's what I'm going as. It'll be both of us going together as me.
I'll be your doppelganger.
All right. Steve LaRosa joining us here on the Travel Guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. See you in about a week, Steve.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom and Steve. When we come back after the break, frequent flyer class begins in earnest as we talk to the frugal travel guy. Coming up in 3 minutes on KFBK.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys on KFBK. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations across the way. I'm Tom Romano, and we're continuing talking about our frequent flyer.
The weekend in Chicago.
The weekend in Chicago.
The Chicago Seminar.
The sort of secret meeting. And we have a guest, Mark. You tell me that this we're going to be talking with a guy who actually put this event on.
Rick is the frugal travel guy, and he is the man who was behind all of this. And he told us off the air before we got started here that he really enjoyed putting it on. And I told him that I could see that because he walked around with a big smile on his face for 2 days. Rick, what is it that makes folks who are in this frequent flyer game so happy to share things with others?
Well, I really think, and thanks, by the way, for having me on. I think it's everybody's addicted to the hobby and the idea of seeing the world at prices that they can afford. And we all like to brag about the great deal that we got. So we put the best speakers together we can find, and 500 or 600 enthusiastic flyers, and it really works well. Everybody had a great time.
Now, Rick, this was the third time that this has been held. Where did the idea for doing this come about? I mean, because it seems like the general nature of this sort of information is that you want to keep it secret. You don't want a whole lot of people to know. But frequent flyer folks seem to be more than willing to share under certain types of circumstances. So how did you decide that this would be a good idea?
I actually wrote a blog post one morning, Mark, where I suggested, you know, I'd be more than willing to sit down with a bunch of people and, you know, talk over some of the tips and tricks that I've learned over the years. One of my readers by the name of Wynn Schaefer sent me a note and said, Rick, why don't you try and get a bunch of people together, speakers, and see if we can get a seminar put together. And I contacted about 8 or 9 different guys that I'd known through the years that had areas of expertise, and every one of them said yes. We set up with the Holiday Inn in Elk Grove Village, and that's how it started. It was pretty simple.
Well, and it's not held in a big fancy hotel. I mean, it's a fairly nondescript place, kind of at the end of the runway there at O'Hare, and it served us very well. Even got us through a tornado warning, where we were all ushered out of the room we were in, only to be ushered back into the room that we were in.
That was quite unusual to have that happen, but everybody lived through it. Nobody got hurt, and the show went on, as we've seen.
Well, it did, and the other thing that was really interesting, and we're going to talk with Steve a little bit later on in the program here, was when Ben and Steve got involved in a little bit of an advanced Q&A thing, and Steve got up and said, look, you know, I'm not really sure that going after all this and chasing after all this is worth it for everybody. And I thought, wow, what kind of a seminar would you go to where people are so honest with each other that there are really divergent points of view on where you should go after your miles and points and what works for different people, and kind of alerting folks to the fact that, you know, you can get so absorbed in this hobby that it can kind of take over your life.
I really believe that to be true. We have people that have, I think, at times gone over the edge, done some things that you know, they may have gone too far with credit card applications. I ran into one guy a couple of years ago that took his wife to all the best hotels in the world, yet he flew her to these exotic places and coach. You know, I mean, everybody's got their own system.
Yeah, that I was going to ask you, Rick. I mean, I know you have probably a lot of folks there that are married, and you know, this does seem. I've watched Mark; he sometimes is somewhat obsessed, and then you know, here again, you know, you're doing the hotel mattress jumping, and every time you turn around, you're checking out and checking in to get points. Have you seen relationships somewhat challenged as a result of this particular habit, frugal guy?
Well, they're only challenged until the active participant really takes the non-active member of the partnership on an extraordinary vacation or experience.
Okay.
And then it all seems to level out.
Well, Tom, you would have enjoyed the conversation. Summer Hull, who is going to be with us later on in the program from mommypoints.com, who's been a guest on this program before, she was talking about how last year her husband became a little irritated at her when she told him that he had to check out of a hotel each day when he was on the road and check into another hotel because, of course, you want credit for each stay, and each stay starts over when you check into a different hotel. So, yes, there are some of us who do get a little bit absurd from time to time. Rick, one of your specialties really is the whole credit card game, and I don't want you to try to explain that to people on the radio in 90 seconds, but for folks who hear about churning credit cards and getting big bonuses and stuff like that, where would you suggest that they start?
I think on my blog there's a Start Here button that allows people to, you know, input some information that they've got about their own personal lives. We don't, you know, we don't keep track of it by any means. Where we ask them their credit score, we ask them what kind of travel goals they got. We've got some frequently asked questions on the blog and some introductory information that just gives you a start. Basically, Americans are very, very concerned about their credit for the most part, as they should be. But they have been brainwashed into believing that applying for a credit card strongly negatively affects their credit.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Rick. I'm one of those kind of guys. Help me out here. You get dinged every time you apply and yada, yada.
Go. You get dinged 2 to 5 points on your credit score. And we can tell you that if you've got a score of over 700 on a FICO scale or 740, if you plan on applying for a mortgage within the next couple of years, you've got good credit. And that excess good credit is what we use to apply for these credit cards, which with each application dinging your score somewhere between 2 and 5 points, that's it. That inquiry stays on your report for a couple of years, then disappears. And every time we get an approval for a premium travel credit card, we're getting value of free travel of a minimum of $500. In some cases, you know, over $1,000 worth of free travel just for that 2 to 5 point drop in your credit score.
And there are people, Tom, who use this. And what I think what Rick is onto here, and his explanation is a good one, what he's talking about is the excess in your credit score. Because there's a level where you need to be to have a good credit score, and then a lot of people are above that,
right.
So they can afford to lose a few points here and there.
Interesting. Okay.
Right. I mean, we want everybody to be able to apply for a home loan and be approved. We know that people need to buy new cars. We know that people need to get student loans approved. I mean, those are the things that are important. And they take not an excellent score, but a good score.
What do you consider the minimum score you would want to have, a credit score you'd want to have before you begin to do this?
At least 700 on an FICO scale.
Okay.
If you've got a score of 700 or below and you apply for premium credit cards, the ones that give the big returns, your chances of being declined are high. And if that happens, you're giving up part of your credit score that you actually need. I'm only interested in helping people that have got, you know, 740, 750, 60, 70, 80, 90, way up in there. I mean, if you apply for a car loan and you have a credit score of 780 or a credit score of 740, you're going to get the same car loan. You're going to be approved.
Understood. Okay.
So
that
it's
40 points is what we use, the excess good credit.
All right.
Rick, you have a website, Frugal Travel Guy, just because I'm on the radio doesn't mean I can talk, frugaltravelguy.com. We will also post a link to that on our website, because really and truly, as we're talking today with a lot of folks who are probably listening who would like to know more about this, you can go to Rick's website and you can see rookie tips and FAQs right up at the top. There's very easy there to be able to get started on this. Or go to travelguysradio.com. We'll have a listing of all the folks who are on the program with us today. Rick, thank you for, first of all, for your time today, for your time in Chicago and putting that all together. It was my first opportunity to attend one of those, and I found it fascinating.
Rick, I have to tell you.
I'll be back next year.
I got to tell you, everybody that's been on the program, and I'm looking at Mark here, they love this stuff. So you're doing a great job.
That's great. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks, Rick. We'll look forward to seeing you at another event sometime in the foreseeable future. Travel safely.
All righty. Some great information there. Remember, go to our website at travelguysradio.com for more information on the Frugal Travel Guy. There is a link there so that you can get to some of that information that Rick was talking about. After the news, you're going to meet Summer Hall of Mommy Points. Truly, the lady who made her husband change hotels every single night. Truly one of the most interesting frequent flyer gurus that you will ever meet. Now, as Rick said, all of this credit card shuffling and all of this stuff is not for everyone. The airlines have gotten a little bit wiser to things like mileage runs and goofy tickets that allow you to go all over the place get a lot of mileage for basically very little money. But it can still be done, and there are still ways around the system. And the 500 or 600 folks who gathered in Chicago were really exchanging ideas. In fact, after the news, before we leave you, we're going to tell you about a very special little quirk that happened that only lasted for a very few days. And then it has already been taken down. They've already gotten wise to it. So find out about the trick that isn't a treat any longer after the news. I'm Mark Kaufman. We are the Travel Guys. Tom is away on assignment this weekend. I will be right back with you after the news on KFBK.
Welcome, everyone, to the Travel Guys. I'm Tom Romano, along with Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And again, we are chasing folks all across the country that Mark met in Chicago not too long ago to make us smarter travelers and better points users. Who did you hunt down this time?
Well, Tom, this is a lady who has previously joined us on the Travel Guy. Summer is the head chief cook and bottle washer at mommypoints.com. If you recall, she was
on. I remember Summer.
And she talked about chasing points so she could take Summer, is it two boys that you have?
I have one little girl. Just one for now.
One little girl for now. Okay.
There you go, Mark. Adding to your family while you just wait online.
and her husband to different places around the country. Summer, welcome back to the Travel Guys.
Thank you.
Thomas, I have to tell you before we really get going on the interview here, you ask about people. We were at the seminar in Chicago,
right?
And people are asking. Summer's talking about frequent stay status with hotels and how you get it, and some fast tracks to get it and stuff like that. And of course, in addition to the fast track, there's the slow track, which means you actually go out and stay in the hotels. And somebody asked if this ever caused any problems, and Summer had to confess to the assembled multitudes that she had forced her husband to switch hotels every night. Was that last year, Summer?
He actually was doing it until the end of September, so until recently
tell us the story. I wasn't there. What did you do to what's the deal?
Explain
well, over time, he's gotten kind of hooked on the elite status and the upgrades, the free breakfast, the extra points, all the bells and whistles that come with it. And he's had a lot of work travel this year. And he got on board reluctantly with switching hotels every night. You can qualify for elite status based on nights. So, for example, if you stayed in a hotel for a week, that's seven nights. Or you can do it on stays. So if you switch between different, say, Hyatt hotels each night that week, you can end up with seven stays, and it takes a lot fewer stays to qualify elite status than night. So if you're willing to switch every night to a different hotel within that same chain, you can qualify for elite status a whole lot faster. So he's now qualified this year for Hyatt top-tier status and with Starwood by packing up his stuff and moving every night when he was traveling for business.
All of this is, and most of this is not for everybody. I mean, there's a line between a hobby and an obsession.
Yeah, it's not for everyone, and it's not for every situation. So both of us are pretty willing at this point to do some crazy things for miles and points, but if it's a real family vacation where we've got our daughter and we want to relax, then that won't be the trip to do all of it. It's more for when you're by yourself and you're busy during the day anyways, and all you've got is a bag and a laptop and you're pretty mobile. So it's all situational.
See, now, Tom, Summer is kind of like me. She takes advantage of opportunities. If it makes sense to do some of this wiggle-waggling and stuff like that, and it all fits into your schedule, then go for it. If it doesn't necessarily make sense, i.e. you've got a child and a husband in tow and you're trying to have a vacation, then you've got to say, wait a minute, you know, I know that opportunity is there, but it has to go by the wayside. Summer, one of the things that you talked about here, before we waste the whole time talking about your husband and his hotel stays, is you talked about elite status for hotels was one of your focuses at the meeting. And and what has been what was pointed out and what has happened over the last few years is that hotels have been taking better care of their elite customers. Hilton has stepped up their program. Starwood has stepped up theirs. Amenities, upgrades, things like that. But the hotels have also started to ding frequent travelers for upgraded rooms and stuff when they go to book, and it's a little harder for someone who doesn't have status to get those awards room. Talk a little bit about hotel status.
So hotel status, I think for some families, is probably even more important than airline status, because airlines, you know, you're on the airplane a few hours, you get where you're going, but the hotel, you're probably there for several days.
Valid point.
So the amenities you're getting or not getting at the hotel can be even more important. The good news about hotel status is there's some really easy ways to get pretty decent status. But you're right that if you don't have it, then you really are at the bottom of the pecking order these days, because so many people do have some sort of hotel status.
Because you can get a minimum level status just in many cases by just getting a credit card with that hotel brand's name on it.
Yeah. For example, Hilton, if you get one of the new Hilton City credit cards, it comes with free gold status, which is good enough to get upgrades sometimes. You get free breakfast for two people, internet. Sometimes you get club access. Priority Club as well, you can get their top-tier status just by having the credit card. Hyatt, you can get their mid-tier status by getting their Chase card. I mean, yeah, so getting credit cards with some chains, just immediately you're granted at least a decent level of status, maybe not the highest status, but enough to get some nice freebies.
And enough to keep you from being that boarding group number seven, being
the
last guy who gets a hotel room signed, because folks don't realize who don't travel a lot, but hotels are just like airlines. I mean, there are just like on an airline, there are good seats and bad seats. In a hotel, there are lots of good rooms and not so good rooms. The one next to the ice machine, the one behind the elevator bank, the ones that face the freeway as opposed to the ones that don't. I mean, those are things that people oftentimes don't think about until they get up to their room and they get in and they think, oh, my God, what have I got?
And the reason, and hotels often pre-book you into a room about the night before or so, and so if you have status, they see that and they can take that into consideration when they're booking you next to the elevator ice machine that overlooks the freeway or not.
And I guess part of the point that we're making here is that if you have the status, it doesn't always get you the better room, but it might keep you out of that room that you really don't want to be in.
Yeah, exactly. It'll get you some other nice things while you're there sometimes. So,
those things are important. And the other thing is that if you do have an issue with the hotel, I, for example, am a lifetime top-tier Marriott person. So if I check into a Marriott hotel and I have an issue and I call the front desk and they pull up the screen with my room, right away the person at the counter is looking at the fact that, wow, this guy's a really good customer. And if they can see that I don't complain a whole lot, why, then they're going to be much more responsive to my needs. So by getting status in a hotel, you're not only getting these freebies along the way and maybe a little better room, but the chances of you being better taken care of while you are there if you have some sort of marginal issue goes up dramatically, I would think.
Definitely. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons that my husband was so willing to hotel hop for Hyatt specifically is we have a daughter, and so when we travel, we would love a little extra room so we're not all playing the quiet game while she takes a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And so with Hyatt, for example, you can do four confirmed suite upgrades a year, And they're good for up to a week at a hotel. So they last more than just the night. And you can confirm them at the time you make the reservation. So we know for sure when we take a vacation with our daughter, when we make the booking, we'll know right away if we can be confirmed into a suite or not with Hyatt. And so that's why that's one. If I can only have one, that would be the one I would keep because it's so valuable for us when we travel all together.
Well, I noticed on your website you list the top five family credit card deals.
Mm-hmm.
Give me your favorite top three real quickly.
My top three currently, one of them would have to be, there's two different cards that are real similar. One's called the Ink Bold Charge Card. One's called the Ink Plus. They are technically business cards, but almost everyone I know has something that can qualify as a small business, be it they eBay things, they resell stuff at garage sales, they have a dog walking service, they sell stuff on Etsy, whatever. So don't let the fact that it's a business card scare you off.
Okay.
But it has a lot of categories that it earns five times points in.
Wow.
Cell phones, cable, internet, office supply stores, and there's a lot of things they sell at office supply stores that aren't just office supplies. And those points transfer one-to-one to Hyatt, to United, British Airways, Marriott, and more. They're called Ultimate Reward Points by Chase. So that's probably my favorite one right now because when you're earning at a rate of five times, it just adds up so much faster. It is a business card, but...
And there was a lot of talk about those Ultimate Rewards last week, and I would say they were by far the preferred point item because they are so flexible. And probably the next one after that, Tom, was Alaska Airlines because they have a lot of partners. You can get – if you fly Alaska, you can have your points credited to American or to Delta, to a variety of different airlines, just about everybody except United. Unfortunately for me, but that makes Alaska preferred because there's a lot of flexibility there. These Ultimate Rewards points that are coming from Chase from the Ink card are not only easier to acquire, but they're very easily tradable for points, airline miles or hotel points or something. And I think the consensus of the meeting was that it's great to sit in the forward cabin. But if that is not your goal in life, to sit in the forward cabin or to fly business class to Europe, then the hotel status for the everyday person mm-hmm. who travels with any kind of frequency is something – Summer makes an excellent point here. You spend a few hours on the airplane. You spend five, six, seven nights in the hotel.
Right.
So which one ultimately is more important to your vacation?
I agree.
So, Summer, real quickly here, I saw something on your website before I let you go. You just posted this. It's about hosting a baby shower.
Yes.
And earning points? Tell us a little bit about
that. I thought I had the wrong website here.
Sounds kind of fun.
One of the things I like to do with my site, in addition to just talking about everyday miles and points deals, is to really bring it home to specific examples that apply to families so that they're thinking about the everyday stuff and how they can earn points. And over the weekend, we hosted a baby shower for some friends, and they actually turned out they had the baby before the shower, but that's a whole other story. But I talked through each different thing that we had to buy for the shower and how we maximized it into earning thousands of points for something we were going to have to do anyway as well, something we chose to do anyways.
It's really a wonderful story. We'll link your website to if you go to travelguysradio.com, there'll be a link to Summer's website, and the whole story about how she threw a baby shower and earned points all over the place for all the things that she bought for the shower is laid out there, and it really is a wonderful story. And you won't see Summer's blog is really one of the most unique. And if you travel with your family, then you need to put this on your favorites and check it out every week or so because she has the most unusual and interesting stuff. And this lady really knows what she's talking about. Summer, thank you so much for taking some time with us today and sharing with our listeners, and we look forward to having you again sometime.
Thanks, Mark and Tom.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Summer. By the way, is that your pony with your daughter on the website?
No, that was a rent-a-pony.
He
went home.
Okay. Well, you stay well, my friend, and we will catch you next time here on The Travel Guys, okay?
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. We are The Travel Guys, and this is KFBK.
We are really lucky on The Travel Guys. This is Mark Hoffman for Tom Romano. We are really lucky to have some really great access to some really great guests. And Ben Schlopik, who is our mileage guy, who is on every once in a while, and folks like Summer Hull. Summer is a mother and a wife and has figured out a way to help her family travel. The little hint about the upgrades with the suites at Hyatt, it just all depends on what you're looking for. Some people are looking for that really exotic trip. Some people are just looking for something that's closer to home or just a little better hotel room. But one word of wisdom when it comes to frequent flyer points, miles, etc., they don't go up in value over time. So if you have them, use them. They don't go up in value over time. We have one more guest to introduce you to after the break. He is from Million Mile Secrets and has some real Million Mile Secrets to share with you. This is Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. One more segment to go in today's program. I am Mark Hoffman of Sports Leisure Vacations. Tom Romano is away today. He will be back in studio with me again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. And we have one more special person to introduce you to in our frequent flyer program today. His name is Darius, and he is with Million Mile Secrets, and he has some secrets to share with you.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano, Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations. And Mark promised that he would bring him back some guests, if you will, not physically to Sacramento, but by way of telephone that he hooked up when he was in Chicago recently at that frequent flyer secret meeting.
Yeah.
So, Mark, well, who do you have and what are we going to talk about?
The famous Chicago seminars. We have Darius Bubash on the phone. He is the founder and editor of Million Mile Secrets, which is a website. You can find it online, millionmilesecrets.com, where he has compiled all kinds of valuable information. I think it's one of the best websites that I've seen, frankly, and there were lots of them on display in Chicago a couple of weekends ago. Tell us a little bit about your website and how you got started and what it's all about.
So I started writing Million Mile Secrets last May. And essentially, a few years before that, I was traveling a lot for business. I was essentially traveling 3 weeks out of four, and then my business travel died off. I went back to graduate school. I took a new job that didn't require traveling. But I still wanted to collect miles and points because I like being able to travel for cheap or close to free. So Million Mile Secrets was just a way for me initially to share stories with friends and families about good miles and points deals, and it's taken off since then. Essentially, most of the tips for people who don't travel a whole lot is essentially applying for credit cards with good miles and points, sign-up bonuses. So another way to earn miles and points is essentially to do most of your shopping online via shopping portals, which earn you miles and points for purchases you'd make.
Struck me about your website is that there's an awful lot of information there for someone who is a casual traveler. If you're listening to this program right now and you're thinking, wow, all of this frequent flyer stuff sounds like it might be interesting to find out about, I will suggest you that this website would be a good place for you to start. It's done in pretty much plain English. There's not a lot of acronyms and insider talk there, so it's pretty simple for you. Let's give them an example. Let's talk a little bit about the Southwest flight check-in, because this is something that folks in Sacramento, I think, would find of great value. You have a post on here that talks about how people can get checked into Southwest. We all know it's the great 24-hour rush, and when that exact moment hits of how do you beat the other people who are trying to get in there at exactly the same time?
All right, so I stumbled across a website. It's called checkintomyflight.com. It's essentially it's an application written by a computer science student at Stanford, mm-hmm. and it started out of his frustration because his mom kept on bugging him to check in for his flight 24 hours before, and he wanted to go to a party with his friends. So essentially, all you do is enter in your information on the website. So you enter in your confirmation number, your name, your email address, and the departure of your flight, and it will automatically check you in 24 hours before your flight. So essentially, you're guaranteed a spot after the folks who paid $10 for early boarding, which is typically the late A's or the early B's.
So you're saying that this website will literally jump ahead of everybody except for those that paid for the advanced early boarding.
Right, except for the business select, that's A1 through 15, and the people who paid for the early bird boarding. So you'll be after that.
I see. Now I imagine there are a lot of people that would probably use this. So now you have all of those people lined up.
And there's absolutely no charge for this. Is that correct?
As of now, it's free. I don't think it's going to last very much longer because Southwest is pretty good about shutting websites like this down.
Yeah.
But I think for the next few months, you do have a shot at getting an A boarding pass for nothing.
Check into my flight. We'll put that up also on our website here. Tell us a little bit more about, as I go through here, I see all kinds of things about, folks talked a lot at Chicago about ultimate points, ultimate rewards points from Chase, and which are connected to some credit cards, and about the ability to transfer those points to other places. Can you talk a little bit about that in something that the common folk might understand?
Sure. I can do that, and I have another Southwest tip as well after that. So there's certain credit cards that earn you transferable points. For example, Chase has a program called Ultimate Rewards, where instead of earning an air mile, you earn one Ultimate Rewards point. And the great advantage of this Ultimate Rewards point is that you can transfer it to different hotels and different airlines. So, for example, you could transfer one Ultimate Rewards point to United. You could transfer it to Southwest. You could transfer it to Hyatt Hotels. You could transfer it to Marriott. So the big advantage is that you're not caught accumulating points in just one program, and then if your travel habits change or if you can't find an airline or hotel redemption in that program, at least when you have the transferable points, you can see where you can use the points and then transfer it and redeem for an.
Are the transfer rates fair? Because sometimes that's an issue.
One for Chase Ultimate Rewards, so that's very fair.
Yes, it is.
And American Express has their membership rewards program, so the transfer rate varies, but it's typically 1:1. Their main transfer partners are Delta, British Airways. But I think Chase Ultimate Rewards makes more sense for the casual traveler because the airline and hotel partners are a lot stronger. I think United, Southwest, and Hyatt pretty much beat most of the American Express membership reward partners.
Before we let you go, you said you had another tip for us on Southwest.
Yeah, so here's a quick Southwest tip. Southwest has this great program called the Companion Pass, where essentially if you earn 110,000 points within a calendar year, that's January through December, you get to travel with a companion for free. Your companion gets to travel with you on any flight for free. But the good news is that if you sign up for a Southwest credit card, that sign-up bonus, which is typically 50,000 points, counts towards this companion pass status. So if you sign up for 2 Southwest credit cards within a calendar year, you've got 100,000 points out of the 110,000 points needed to have a companion fly with you for free.
And Tom, this is a perfect example of the type of information that was being disseminated in Chicago, was that here the man is telling you that you can get a free pass for a companion on Southwest Airlines, and roughly 90% of the points, you'd have to turn the card once or get a couple of cards, but those are the types of things that are possible. Darius Boubash, right?
Boubash.
The founder and editor of Million Mile Secrets, and it's a wonderful website. I really highly recommend it. It's a great place to go for folks who are thinking that they want to get into this frequent flyer game. Thank you so much for your time today. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Great, great stuff. And it can only be found here.
On the Travel Guys. We have more of it coming up right after this timeout.
Well, maybe not after this timeout because we're getting close to the end of the program. Interesting sidebar to that interview. Check into my whatever that was. Check into my seat.com. Interesting sidebar. That special website that Darius mentioned would probably not last too long was indeed taken down last Wednesday after Southwest Airlines threatened the poor guy with legal action. He had written it just because he was going to a party and he wanted to make sure that he was checked in for his flight, so he wrote a script in an hour in his dorm room and made it all work for him and shared it with the public, and about 1,500 people used it to get checked in on Southwest. But anyway, that's how valuable some of this information is and how quickly it changes is because it comes and it goes, and if you're not a person who is kind of up to date on what's going on, then you'll miss out on the treat of the week, so to speak. All right, a reminder that you can find links to everything that you heard today on the Travel Guys at travelguysradio.com. You can also find there links to websites like Frequent Flyer Talk, milepoint.com, Boarding Area. Those are some of the places that you can go to and nose around a little bit if you want to find out a little bit more about some of the information that we shared with you today. today on the program. Just a warning in advance, you're going to find that things sometimes the language is a little bit advanced, but stick with it, ask questions, and if it's something that you're interested in, well, I'm sure you will find folks will be welcome to help you. Remember, if you are traveling to the East Coast in the next few days, before you leave your house, check with your hotel, whoever's picking you up at the airport, check with your airline to make sure that your flight is going, make sure that when you get to the other end that you have somebody waiting there for you and that you can safely get to your destination. This is going to be a rather icky storm, and we would all rather see you be safe at home and delay your travel plans a day or two rather than get into all of that mess. So next week, Tom will return. Our consumer reporter, Ed Perkins, will join us, and we'll answer your questions from the mailbag. If your question is answered on the air, you'll win a $25 gas card. Submit your question anytime at TravelGuysRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Remember, we are the Travel Guys, and an hour a week is all we ask.